Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me,
your love for me.
So amazing,
so amazing,
your sacrifice for me, for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to train
for me,
and me, I don't deserve your.
Lift your hands and praise. Come on, everybody around the world.
Not for your grace.
Where would I be?
Where would I be?
Come on, lift your hands, everybody. Come on, it's so amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing.
Your love for me.
Your love for me.
It's so amazing.
Your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for
every valley,
you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy.
For your grace, where?
so good. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. So
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this morning. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, come on, come on, enter in. Hallelujah. You still have time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's just thank God this morning for new mercies and new grace. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, give us ear. Give ear, oh, Lord, to our prayers and attend to the voice of our supplications. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith this morning, family. Come on, let's thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, all that he's about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to Psalm 34, I decree and declare, hallelujah, it is for me and with me. Amen. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. My soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death, amen. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we are free and that we are free indeed, that we can enter in with all faith, believing and standing on your promises of yes and amen, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice, Heavenly Father, and we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John chapter 10, we ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger, amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice and ask, hallelujah, this, we ask this according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, have your way in us right now. Oh Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. Do a new work in us right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Heavenly Father, that you let your glory, the glory of the Lord, arise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory this morning. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are victorious. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. We claim our victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious in the power of his might, amen, against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, the powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places, according to Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. We claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the path according to Job 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name we pray, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, have your way. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way in us right now. Saturate the atmosphere. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to release your warring angels right now to war against any spirit's desire to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you right now for answering prayers. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, have your way. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We decree and declare with all hallelujah, with joy, when we draw water from the wells of salvation. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we will praise the Lord and call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, and make mention that his name is exalted. Amen. We will sing unto the Lord. Amen. For he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Amen. We will cry out and shout up because we are an inhabitant of Zion, and great is the Holy One of Israel in our midst. Amen. Let us enjoy the rest. Amen. Like hallelujah that we have in Christ Jesus. We have rest from sorrow, from fear, and from heart bondage. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 14 and 7, the whole earth, which is the church, is at rest and is quiet. Let them, the church, break forth into singing. Amen. That the trees, which is the church, rejoice at the fall of the oppressor. Amen. Lord, exactly as you plan, oh God, it will happen. Amen. These are your blueprints. It will take shape. Amen. You will shatter the enemies who trespass on your land, oh God, and will stump them into the dirt and on your mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. You will ban them from the taking and making slaves of your people, and will lift the weight of oppression from our shoulders. Amen. This is your plan and plan for the whole earth. And it is your, hallelujah, it is your hand that will do it. Amen. Reaching into every nation. God of the angel armies has planned it. Amen. Who could ever care for such plan? Amen. Your hand has reached out. You could brush it aside. Amen. According to Isaiah 14, 24, 27. Amen. Lord, your throne is established in mercy as you sit upon it in truth, amen, and in the tabernacle of David, judging and seeking just and hasting righteousness, amen. Lord, oh God, we thank you. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, on Mount Zion, you will make for all peoples a feast of rich in things, amen, which are symbolic of your coronation festival, inaugurating the reign of the Lord on earth, amen, in the wake of a background of gloom, amen, judgment and terror, a feast of wives on the leaves, amen, of the fat beans full of marrow, a wine on the leaves, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Well refined, and you will destroy on this mountain, hallelujah, and the covering, hallelujah, of the face that is cast over the heads of all people, hallelujah, in mourning, in the veil of profound awakeness. This is a woven and spread over all nations. Lord, we sing a new song, amen. Hallelujah, we have a song, hallelujah. We have a strong city. Salvation is appointed for walls and upwards, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the path the gates of Zion are open up. Let the righteous nation that teach your truth enter in, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will, hallelujah, you will keep us in perfect peace, because we keep our minds stayed on you, and we trust in you according to Isaiah 26 and 3, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree that, God, that we will trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah's everlasting strength. Lord, you accept your peace for us, amen. And we just want to say thank you, God. You will deliver us, amen, from all our enemies, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. We have a song, hallelujah, and gladness of heart that we come to the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of, hallelujah, of Israel. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Let your spirit be poured out from on high. In the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let righteousness work peace in our lives. Amen. And let the effort, hallelujah, that the effect of righteousness be quietness and confidence for every man. Let us dwell in the peace of dwelling place and in a secure and secure homes. Hallelujah. In undisturbed places of rest. Amen. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you, Lord God. Be our strength every morning and our salvation in time of distress. Let wisdom and knowledge be our stability and strength of self-salvation, and the fear of the Lord our treasure. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, Lord, we will walk righteously and speak uprightly. Amen. We will despise gain from fraud and from oppression, and hallelujah, and we'll shake our hands free from the taking of bribes. We will stop our ears from being, hallelujah, hearing the bloodshed, and we will shut our eyes to avoid looking upon evil. Therefore, you will cause us to dwell on the heights. Amen. Our place of defense will be the fortress of rocks. Amen. Bread will be given to us. Amen. And water for us will be sure. Amen. Let our eyes see your beauty, O Lord. Let your church be as secure. Let your church be as secure as a tent with pegs that cannot be pulled up and fastened with ropes that cannot be broken, in the name of Jesus Christ. Of that, Lord, be upon us a place of board of rivers and streams, of God. We will not say that we are sick because we have iniquity is forgiven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let every wilderness and solitary place in our life rejoice and bloom abundantly as a rose. Amen. Let rejoice and joy and singing come into every wilderness place. Amen. Let the glory of Lebanon, the excellences of Carmel and Sharon come upon our life and come into our life, and let us see the glory of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that we can decree and declare with all faith that it is done, and standing on your promise, say yes and amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, strengthen our weak hands, oh God, and make us firm. Hallelujah. Make firm our feeble knees. Let our eyes be open and every blind area of our life be removed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our ears be open and let every deaf area of our life be unstopped. Amen. Let every lame area of our life be healed. And let us, hallelujah, let us leap like a deer. Let our tongue sing for joy. And let waters and streams break out in every area of our life. Amen. Let every porch area of our life become a pool. And every thirsty area of our life a spring of water. Amen. Let us walk on the highway of holiness. And let no lion or raven or thief be in our path. For we have, and we are the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. We come to Zion with souls and everlasting joy upon our head. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all glory to your name, God. We decree and declare with all faith, according to Isaiah 35 and 10, we will obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and pain will flee from our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We receive the comfort of the Lord. Our iniquity is pardoned, and our warfare is accomplished. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the way of the Lord is made straight in our lives. Amen. And the highway has been made in our life for our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every valley in our life be exalted and every mountain be made low. Amen. Lord, make the crooked paths in our life straight up, in every rough place smooth. Amen. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in our life. For you, Lord, have spoken in it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will go to the mountain of the Lord, and we will lift up our voice with strength and declare, behold your God. Lord, you are part, hallelujah. Lord, we are part of your flock. Feed us, amen, and gently lead us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us power and increase our strength. We will wait upon the Lord, and he shall renew our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary, amen. We will walk and not faint, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, you, hallelujah, we will not fear, for you are with us. You strengthen us, you help us. We, hallelujah, uphold us with your righteous right hand. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us. We will not fear, for you, Lord, will hold our hand and help us, amen. Lord, you have allowed us to come like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they are turned to dust. Hallelujah, a strong wind will scatter them in all directions. Lord, open the rivers and high places for us. And those that are family, oh God, all that we love and concerned about us. And found us in the midst of our valleys. Amen. Lord, in every desert place in our lives, we decree and declare by faith that you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We will sing unto you a new song.
and release your praise from our life, oh God. Let new things be declared in our lives, and let them spring forth speedily, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, go forth as a mighty man cry, roar, and prevail against your enemies on today. Lord, bring the blind by way they know not, amen, and lead them in paths they have not known. Make darkness light before us, and crooked things straight in our lives. Lord, magnify your law and make it honorable in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we magnify you right now. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name. We are yours and we will not be afraid. Amen. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. Amen. The rivers will not overflow our lives. When we walk through the fire, hallelujah, we will not be burned and the flames will not set us ablaze. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. And we just want to say, thank you. Lord, you have created us for your glory. You have formed us and made us. Amen. Lord, we just want to say, thank you. Lord, make a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Mighty God, my voice shall fire. Lord, help us to forget the former things and not to dwell on the past. Do a new thing in our lives, oh God. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Oh, Lord, you have formed us for yourself. And we show forth your praise right now. Glory, hallelujah to your name. Right now, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Teach us to profit and lead us in the way we should go, oh God. Lord, you declare the end from the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasures, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you said that you will answer our prayers, and you have set a time when you will come to save us, amen. You have chosen to make us, to tell you, you've chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins, and the people will come and settle there, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us the trust of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Let the heavens rain down and the skies hold down righteousness. Let the earth open and hallelujah and bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together, amen. That the nations come and call down, saying, God is in you, and there is no other God, amen. Hallelujah, we decree and declare that we are saved with an everlasting salvation, and the Lord will always keep us safe, hallelujah, and free from shame. That the ends of the earth look unto you and be saved. In the Lord we have righteousness and strength. Amen. We are justified in the Lord. Hallelujah. We glory in his salvation. Let every idol bow down and stop before the Lord. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. We know, oh God, that you have kept us, oh God. Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's holy name as we come. Let our children make haste, and let the destroyers go forth out of their lives and out of our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you for your promise to signal all the nations to return our sons and daughters, amen, to the arms of Jerusalem, which is the church, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, you have put your words in our mouth and covered us with the shadow of your hand, that you may plant the heavens and lay, hallelujah, the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, you are my people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you've called us your own. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that we will awaken, put on strength, and put on our beautiful garments, and nothing unclean will come through our lives. Amen. We shake ourselves loose from the bands of our neck right now. From we are redeemed without money. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let the gospel of the kingdom be preached, oh God. Let the good tidings of peace be published. We will declare our good. Hallelujah. We will declare your reign, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. Let the waste places break forth into joy and sing together, for you have comforted your people. Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. Lord, sprinkle many nations and let them see, and those who have not heard of God, let them consider right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have believed your report, oh God, and your arm is revealed unto us, and we thank you. We will not be afraid of, we will not be ashamed, for the Lord is our maker, and he is the God of the whole earth. Amen. Lord, go. The mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. Your unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace, oh God, hallelujah, will not be taken away. Amen. It will not be removed from our lives. So you have had compassion upon us, and we thank you. We receive right now the everlasting covenant, and we receive the sure mercies of David. Lord, you have given us a place within your walls, and you have given us a name, amen, an everlasting name that shall not be cut off, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We rejoice in knowing that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, that we can be purged off the land, that we, your children, may live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray for healing, oh, God. On today, many of us are needing a healing. And we decree and declare that we are healed on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Psalm 1 and 3 that we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth fruit in our season. Our leaves do not wither. Everything we do prospers. Amen. We're like the tree planted by the waters. Our roots spread out by the waters. When the heat and the drought come, our leaves will not, hallelujah, our leaves will stay green. Amen. And will not cease to bear fruit. Amen. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that we are healed. And our mother's like a vine planted by the water. She is fruitful, full of branches because of the abundant water. Amen. We drink of the water of life freely. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And has given to us the fountain of water of life freely. And we drink of it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We decree and declare that we will be purified with the water of separation. Hallelujah. Anything that's not of you, we decree and declare it must go right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Like Moses, we bring our family before the Lord and wash them with the water of the word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Our soul thirsts for you, Lord God, the living God. Our hearts are like rivers of water in God's hands. Amen. You refresh us like the rivers of water in a dry place. You shelter us like the cool shadow of a great rock. We decree and declare the dry, parched ground in our lives will become a pool and the thirsty land springs of living water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you have washed us with water. You have washed off, hallelujah, our blood and anointed us with your oil. Oh, God, we thank you. You will sprinkle water on us and we will be clean. Amen. From all, hallelujah, filthiness and idols. You will give us a new heart and spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let your angel come and trouble the water so that we may step in and be made whole of all diseases. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for healing this morning. We thank you for purifying, sanctifying us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree to God, Isaiah 49 and 10, we will not hunger or thirst, neither shall we be overtaken by the heat of the day, because you have mercy on us and you will lead us by the springs of water. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare we drink it from the cup of the blessing of the Lord our God. And our well shall never run dry, because you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that peace is here. Thank you for delivering us, Father God. Thank you that you're with us. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we, hallelujah, come together this morning, oh God, with all faith, oh God. Help us to receive, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God, to receive this morning, amen, in a mighty way, because you're a mighty God. Lord, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today, amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, those in our family, oh Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. Between the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, and all that we love and concerned about right now, over our homes, over our vehicles, every form of transportation that we may take on today, amen. Every, hallelujah, over, in and around, about, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment you shall condemn, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And we put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare, amen, as we go out today, that we are covered, color you with the full armor of God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith up, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way in the way of those of our family and loved ones. And we take the sword of the spirit, and we use it against all the forces of hell, against all the forces of evil, amen. And we decree and declare the victory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We stand firm on the word of God, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well with us. And Lord, as we read your word this morning, Lord, let the scripture take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we may apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plans that you have for us, your children. And we thank you for, Lord, to prosper us, oh God, to give us an expectancy and a hope and a future. And we thank you for, Lord, we thank you for divinely intervening on our behalf and those in our family and turning it all around for our good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We decree and declare with all faith this morning, with combined faith, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but sin, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, family. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God, amen. Knowing that God has kept you, amen. It's nothing that you did on yesterday or last night, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not what you got. It is God and God alone that has kept you, has kept us, amen. My Lord, my God, it is his spirit that gives us life. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Will you just thank God this morning, amen? Will you just thank him?
Yes.
Will you just thank him today?
Thank you.
Will you just give him praise on today, right now? Knowing that it's already done, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. Welcome, welcome, and welcome, family. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah,
thank you.
Good morning.
I thought it was going to just be me and Ain't Bernice for a while there. But I thank God that y'all made it to the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Glory. Amen.
I'm so glad to be here this morning. I tell you, when I got on the line this morning, I saw Ain't Bernice was in position, understanding how important it is to be in position, hallelujah, so that we can we can receive from God, amen, so we can receive God's protection. It's all about positioning. When they say a hurricane is coming, and they tell people to get in position, to bunker down, you know, to prepare themselves, it's important that we are in position. And we thank God for positioning this morning, that
thank
we can receive. Hallelujah. Again,
family,
Welcome. Amen. Glory to the Most High God.
Amen.
With the love of Christ, we'll know how you're doing and how you've been. Start with Aunt Bernicine. God bless you, Aunt Bernicine. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to you all. And I'm so blessed. I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for another day. And I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. And I'm thankful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Aunt Bernicine. I thank God for it. It's so good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Just thank you, God, for keeping you and keeping you. Amen. And keep on keeping you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray the joy of the Lord continue to be your strength and your peace always. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen. Mom, God bless you. Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. How you doing and how you been? Welcome. Mama?
God bless. Good morning. From
good morning. to Louisiana. I am blessed. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because I woke up several times through the night and the morning. I'm still here.
Yes. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mom. We love you. Thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. So good. Just thank you, God, for keeping you and to keep on keeping you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Greater. Hallelujah. It is for you and ready available for you to receive. Hallelujah. If you just can't believe it's for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Tanya and A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
We're doing wonderful. God bless you. It's a beautiful day here. We are so blessed to have wonderful weather, you know, some people cold and some people raining like cats and dogs, but we all right, huh, Mama? You going to say good morning? Say good morning, Mama. They want to hear your voice. Tell them good morning.
Good morning. Amen.
You going to say good morning?
Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for it. It's so good to hear our voice on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Trusting God for the more. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you both. And we thank God for you over and over. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. I'm feeling good in my body. And how everybody doing on the line. And I thank for that prayer that I heard this morning. Amen.
God bless you, Cousin Doretha. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Well, good morning, family. I am blessed. And it's just
good morning.
Please forgive me for my absence, but I still kept y'all in my prayers anyhow.
Amen.
And this morning, I want to wish my Aunt Bernadine and my Aunt Classy a happy birthday. God bless them. And keep
Amen.
Them.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you back on the line. Amen. Thank you for bringing to our attention that it's Aunt Bernadine's birthday. Happy birthday, Aunt Bernadine. Happy
birthday.
We love you. We pray God bless you with many, many more blessed birthdays full of joy, peace, and happiness and the strength of God. Amen. We just thank God for you that you have new eyes to see, new ears to hear, a new tongue to speak in. Hallelujah. May God be strength to your bones. We just thank God for you. Ha, shatapa. Rekabo, shetke. It is done. It is well. Happy blessed birthday. Amen. We got to sing happy birthday before we get off the line this morning. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning, family. Good morning, Kiwanika. We've had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Thank God. To God be the glory. Happy birthday, Aunt Bernadine. I think you made 92. Classy, I think she made 90. What a blessing.
Yes.
What a blessing. To God be the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep it. We love you. We thank God for it. It's so good to hear your voice on the line this morning. Amen. And we just thank God for you always. It's a glorious, glorious time when we all come together on this line, I tell you. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
My niece Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Hey, good morning, family. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm grateful to be on the line with you all. happy birthday, Aunt Classy and Aunt Bernstein, right?
Yes.
Yes. 90 and 92. Like,
yes.
I pray that's a blessing. I pray that I live to see that long. God bless you all, and I'm happy to be on the line with y'all.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're just so happy to be on the live this morning. Just thank you, God, for keeping us. I am so full of joy just to be able to be up in position and just, you know, not taking that for granted. I think sometimes we take that for granted. God has given us this line, and, you know, I'm just in a place of just gratefulness because he didn't have to do it to give us the strength to be here, knowing that our prayers make a difference. Amen. Knowing that our prayers are touching the lives of our family members and loved ones that don't know that we're praying for them, that by our prayers, God is bringing them out of harm's way, but by our prayers that God is keeping them. Amen. But by our prayers, God has opened up the way where it seems to be no way. Amen. It's so important. It's necessary that we are praying, that we are coming together. Amen. That we're coming aside for such a time as this, that we don't take it for granted because it is God that has called it and not me. Amen. And realize the love that God has for us, his children, my Lord, my God, and having that relationship with God. And we just thank God. And I just pray that we continue to be thankful and, you know, just operating in the place of gratitude, you know, and just thanking God throughout the day. Hallelujah, that we will not cease from praying. Hallelujah, that we will continue to pray with a fervent prayer. Amen. So God bless your family. We love you so much. When I say we, me and my niece Torin was on the phone this morning in prayer, and we are the word of God went forth, of course, and we were led to have a prayer brunch with our family and orchestrating it so that we can be, you know, that we can be in position to pray and come together as a family in prayer and not just to party, but to praise God and to worship him. And that's important. Whether they come, whether anyone come here in Houston or not, we have to understand that we've been called to our family first before we think we can go outward and give that word to others. We've been called to our family first. Amen. That we don't get that misconstrued. But we're called to family and taking care of that that's in our home first, and then outwardly we go. So we just thank God for the assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. Know that God will hit that assignment and give us the strength and all that we need. So God bless you. God keep you. And those of y'all that are in Houston, Texas, especially our elderly family members, please let me know where you're located. I want to come, and I've been led to come and pray with you. So if I can get you off addresses that are here or family that you know that that are here of the elderly, I want to get their information from you all. If y'all have it, to send it over to me, and I can go out and be able to pray and visit. Amen. So God bless everyone on the line. God bless you. God keep you. God, may God continue to strengthen us all. We're going to go ahead and have our scripture this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. This morning, our scripture is coming from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. It's one of the scriptures that we have this week, and it's come up again. That's the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Has anyone heard from Bonnie, Cousin Bonnie? Because I don't see that she's on the line this morning. Anybody heard from Bonnie?
I have not. I was just wondering about Vera and Bonnie. I'll have to check on them.
Anybody have a second phone where they can call them and see? I would call right now, but I don't have another line I could call from. If anybody has her phone number, can you call and see where they at? You know her number?
Yeah, give me a number. Let me come here with my phone. 1 second. Oh, Jesus.
Ouch. Hallelujah. While she's doing that, we're going to go to the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. Amen.
I need a number.
Okay.
Anybody had a number?
I have a number. I have to go get it. Hold on, Mama. Okay. I don't know it by heart, but just give me a moment here. I don't want to lose somebody. Amen. Amen. Okay, here it is. The number is 713-562. You got it. Okay. Amen. Well, if y'all don't mind, we're just going to wait just a minute here. And the reason that, because they're always on the phone, on the prayer line, and we just want to be able to reach out and see what's going on, especially a family that I know that's always on the prayer line every Saturday. And I know that Cousin Bonnie and Avery are normally on the prayer line every Saturday. Can y'all...
Oh, I got an old number. Give me a new number, Nina. Give me a new number. I had the old number.
Hi. You guys okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
713-562.
Okay.
4152.
And I'll let them know. Love you too. Happy birthday to Classy.
You got it?
All right.
Okay. All right. I think Brenda Gill just talked to us.
Oh. Brenda, can I talk to her?
Yeah, I just talked with her. They're planning something for Classy this morning.
Okay.
And Bonnie had to get some things together for her.
Okay, okay. Just want to know if everything
they're
is
good.
Fine.
They're good. Okay. They're good.
All righty. God bless them. God bless them. Let them know we're praying for them. All righty.
All right.
All right, so our scripture is coming from the book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 10. The Bible says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple and ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John and Peter, and said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give, hallelujah, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about a miracle of healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word this morning. So when we look at the scripture, and I had the scripture this week, understanding the gate there, the gate called Beautiful was an entrance to the temple and not to the city. So it was one of the favorite gates, and many people passed through it on their way to worship. So the lame man was begging where he could be seen by the most people. So understanding is that giving money to the beggars was considered praiseworthy in the Jewish religion. So the beggar wise and placed themselves with people, where many people may see him on their way to worship at the temple. So the lame man asked for money, but Peter gave him something much better, the use of his legs. Amen. We often ask God to solve a small problem, but he wants to give us a whole new life and help. Hallelujah. And help for all of our problems. Amen. So when we ask God for help, he may say, I've got something even better for you. Ask God for what you want, but don't be surprised when he gives you what you really need. Hallelujah. 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 I want us to look at this in the scripture in verse 6. When Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ means by the authority of Jesus Christ. The apostles were doing this healing through the Holy Spirit's power and not their own. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture, in verses 7 through 10 here, in his excitement, the former lame man began to jump and walk around. He also praised God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the others were also all by God's power. So don't forget, family. Don't forget to thank people who help you. But remember to praise God for his care and his protection and his way, because God is able to do all things but fail. The Bible says with man is impossible, but with God all things are possible if you just believe. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this morning. Amen. I'm so grateful. I am truly grateful to be here on today, my Lord, my God. We're going to have our prayer petition. Amen. Once I call your name, hallelujah. If you have a prayer petition, hallelujah, please go ahead. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Aunt Bernstein, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm going to continue to pray for the Mackey girls, LaFonia and to Jay, and to Jean Mackey, too, and to Dorita, and to everyone that's on the prayer line. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come on one accord, Father God, with your daughter this morning with combined faith, Lord. We ask that you touch the lives of those that she called in a mighty way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, restoring the hope, restoring the joy, God. Hallelujah, restoring life, health, and strength. Hallelujah, peace and happiness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for healing, oh God, to their body, strength to their bones, oh God, peace to their mind and joy to their spirit, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new work in them right now. And we just want to say thank you. Let your hedge of protection be around them, oh Lord. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness operating through and about their lives and the life of your daughter, Bernstein, oh God. Hallelujah. As we lift up your daughter to you this day, oh God, that you're blessed, oh God, to be here 92 years. Hallelujah. And counting. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing as you, Father God, that have blessed as you, that have kept her and that keeps on keeping her. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, Aunt Bernstein. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you, Mama. Go ahead.
Good morning again. I want to lift up my grandson. His name is Tawan Mackey Jr. We call him Tump. He's been having a journey. He's been to go to the Marines. I think he leaves it on the 2nd. So I want to pray that God cover him on his journey and, continue praying for everybody that's on his line and for the sick and shedding and God, for you, my child, for strength to keep on praying for us and yourself.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, amen. Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Carol. And Father God, all that she's petitioned today, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, we ask for a mighty move, oh God, in the life of this family, oh God, and those that she loves and concerned about. And Lord, we lift up Tawan Mackey Jr. on today. And Lord, we pray for your hedge of protection, Father God. As he go out, oh God, we decree and declare that he's blessed going out and blessed coming back in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm letting. And Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, to find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, and that with mankind, amen. Oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that he would operate, oh God, according to your godly counsel and wisdom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he would truly be blessed, amen. That he would truly be covered by you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers him and protects him, and no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, that you shall condemn them. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Lord, let your hand continually be upon his life, leading him and guiding him, hallelujah, in the way of protection. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we decree and declare all is well. Peace is still. Joy is still. Strength is still. Amen. Hallelujah. Healing is still. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Heavenly Father, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you, Mama. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Connie, God bless you. Go ahead. Can I see with me?
Yes, good morning. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Happy birthday to my lovely, both of my aunties, by the way, and keep them strong, body, mind, and spirit. That's my prayer. And pray for Malcolm, he's running for a student body president for his class. This is his last year. He'll be next year will be his last year, and just keep you strong, and covered in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
One more.
Hallelujah.
I want to pray for Pat too. You know, she's having problems with her back. It's my sister-in-law, Don Ray's wife. So just Lord, bless her in the name of Jesus. You know, it's, we ain't got nothing major, but we ask him for everything. We ask him to bless everything.
Amen.
Keep my mom covered.
Amen.
Mom.
Amen. Yes,
keep us
smiling. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen. We touch and agree with you with every prayer that went forward. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every petition, oh God, prayer that your daughter has, hallelujah, has spoken for a mouth to your ears. Lord, we ask that you answer, oh God, according to your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, bring in healing, oh Father God, and strength, oh God, to the life of your daughter, Patricia Scott. Oh Lord, we ask that you move mighty in her and on her, oh God, hallelujah, like never before, Lord, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for a good, even right now, as we're praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your hands of protection around our auntie Richard, oh God. It is you that have kept it and keeps on keeping it to this day, and hallelujah, forevermore. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we lift up and pray for America. We pray for peace and strength, and we pray for godly wisdom and knowledge that will be upon his life and in him, that he will operate according to your wisdom and knowledge, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he will truly be blessed and protected, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for this family, oh God. We pray for divine unity. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, your strength be upon this family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will stand, oh God, all the days of our life when your promises are yes and amen, oh God. Oh Lord, I pray that you would divinely intervene everything that's concerning us and all that we love and concerned about right now, oh God, that you would just turn it around, that anything that the enemy has set out for evil, oh God, that you would turn it around for our good, amen. Turn every curse in our way into a blessing, and we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, to your name, Lord. We decree and declare all is well. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Cousin Dorisha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, family, again. I want to say happy birthday to Aunt Bernstein. And I have an auntie that's 92 also, Lily Bear. And I hope they have many, many more. And pray for our children, all of my boys.
Thank
in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We come into agreement with your daughter this morning, Dorisha. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you would continue to bless her with long life, good health and strength, oh, God, and thy peace. We pray and we lift up our children, oh, God, and all that's in her family, all that she loves and concerned about, oh, God. We pray you may be blessed, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, in your blessing that you will bless us, oh, God, in your multiplying, oh, God, that you will multiply us with thy goodness, thy favor, thy joy, thy strength, amen, all the days of our life, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, let your hedge of protection be around her and those in her family, oh God. We pray for the protection, oh God, the life, health, and strength of her children, Father God, the peace of her children, oh God. Let them receive your peace, oh God, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray, oh God, that they will operate with your godly counsel in the wisdom, oh God, that you will order their steps. For your word says that good man's steps are ordered by you. Oh Lord, let it be for her children, oh God. Let it be, oh God, for this family, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and for her family and all that she loves and concerned about. and we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning, family, again. I just want to say happy birthday again to Aunt Bernstein and Aunt Classy, the monarchs of our family.
Yes, Lord.
Just thank God, you know, for their mind, and just pray that we all have the health and the strength and peace of mind like they do, and just continue prayers for our cousins, the Mackey girls, and just
prayers
for everyone, and just thank God for another day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for answered prayers this morning for this family, oh God. And Lord, we pray the strength, oh God, hallelujah, of our aunties, oh God, hallelujah. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would continue to bless them and keep them, Father God. Oh Lord, we ask that you restore, oh God. We pray for restoration, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every nerve, oh God, every bone in their bodies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for restoration of their mind, oh God. Oh, because we know that you're able, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless them with long life, oh God, good health and strength, oh God, even on today as they celebrate their birthday, Father God. Lord, do a new thing in them, amen, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all will see and know, Father God, it is you, Lord God, that has done it all for your daughters, amen. It is you, Father God, that have kept them. It is you, Father God, that has made a way, amen, for them to still be here, amen, hallelujah, in their right mind, oh God, strengthen them by your word, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that joy comes to the Mackey girls, oh God. Oh, Lord, for your word said we could do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, Lord, let joy cometh this morning in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace be within them, oh God, and in their homes, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare that great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, that we are more than conquerors, and everyone in our family, we decree and declare that for right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let them see, oh God, on today and taste and see that you are good. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your everlasting covenant, for you are from generation to generation. Amen. There's no end to you. So we thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare that as well for us. Amen. There's no end to your blessing. There's no end to your forgiveness. Amen. There's no end, Lord God, hallelujah, to you preparing a way and making a way for us. There's no end to favor because you're from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, God bless my husband. He has the flu. Continue to bless my mom and strengthen her. My son. Dweshi, God cover him with the blood of Jesus and let no weapon form against him prosper, and all is well for him. And God continue to bless and strengthen me so I can take care of my mom and take care of my husband and anybody else who needs my help. I just thank God for all his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Amen. Hallelujah, servant, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now, oh God, as we touch and agree with every prayer petition that went forth, oh God, from her mouth to your heavenly ears. Lord, we ask that you move mighty in the life of her husband and mother and her children, oh God. Hallelujah. In her life, oh God, bringing strength and healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, your wisdom, oh God, your knowledge, Father God. Hallelujah. And understanding in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now, oh God, that she would operate, oh God, with the new ears to hear from you, Father God. Amen. New eyes to see, oh God, hallelujah, what you face before, Lord God, and knows what to do with it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a new tongue to speak your word with power and confidence, amen, with the Holy Ghost, amen, and Lord, we pray, oh God, hallelujah,
for your hedge of protection around us, son. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him right now. Amen. We plead the
yes,
blood of
Lord,
Jesus Christ over
yes,
him. And we decree that the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us.
Yes,
amen. It heals us. It redeems us. It sanctifies us. Amen. It makes all things new. Amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us all. Amen. And protects us. Hallelujah. From every hurt, harm, and danger seen and unforeseen. We just want to say thank you that the blood of Jesus answers for us. Amen. As we enter in. Hallelujah. And it keeps us. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Father God.
Others of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you will bless her mighty. Bless her body, Father God.
I receive it, Lord. You are mighty, God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, keep her in the way of God. Oh, Lord, restore to the days of her youth. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name. We bless your holy name, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Cousin Brenda Gale. Amen. Glory
amen.
To God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My niece Twan was next on the line, but I think her phone dropped, and maybe she'll drop back in. But we thank God this morning for all that God is doing, all that God has done on the line. It is my prayer this morning that God will just continue to bless us in a mighty way. I thank God for answered prayers, and I thank God for prayers we have not prayed yet. Amen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that utters for us. Amen.
Yep.
That prays for us. Amen. The Bible says we don't know what to pray. Pray the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will pray for us. We thank God for Jesus. He is our intercessor. He's our chief intercessor. Amen. I just pray that God will continue. And I normally pray for God for unity of this family, that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Amen. That we can all come together in the name of Jesus. Not any other name, but in the name of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Ghost will be released upon our family, that all will receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That is my prayer, and I pray that you all will join me in prayer for our family to be unified, to be one in the name of Jesus. I know we can come together for many occasions, but if we could come together in the name of Jesus, how powerful that is. How many will be saved in our family? How many will come to the light, amen, God's marvelous light, and come out of darkness and believe and turn from their wicked ways, amen? If we just come together, amen, that they'll be released, amen, as the disciples waited, as Jesus told them, in the upper room for the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will come. Hallelujah, fall upon all, hallelujah, that's under that roof, amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to do a new work in us all. Let us pray this morning. I do want to lift up at this time. I want to lift up Sister Sharon Gordon and her husband, amen, Samuel Gordon, and hallelujah, that family. I'm lift up our cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera this morning and her husband and children, amen. Cousin Earlene and her family, Aunt Eliza Jane and her children and grandchildren, all that she loved and concerned about, Aunt Classy, amen. I want to lift up Angela and her, Angela Green, just praying God would do a mighty work in her. Hallelujah, that God's hand of protection be around her life, amen, that she would seek God even more. Hallelujah. And we just thank God as we lift them up. I want to lift up my brother Taiwan Mackey, my sister Teresha, my sister Misha. Hallelujah. My children, all that I have in love, and everyone that's on the line today. I thank God for you that we come together and we pray as we lift them up this morning with all faith, coming aside from every distraction. Lord, we just want to say thank you for coming. We come believing, Father God, for a mighty move. Hallelujah. In our lives and those in our family. Lord, we pray, oh God, that we may be unified as a family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Holy Spirit will fill the room and rest upon each one of us, giving us new tongues, oh God. And all will know and receive, oh God, that it is you, Father God, that have done it all, amen, that you've called us worthy, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that we will come aside, oh God, to commune with you, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from every destruction of this world. Lord, it's my prayer that we will not be tempted by the world or worldly possessions, of people, of conversations of this world. But we know that it's easy, oh God, to slip. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you're there for us to catch us, oh God.
It is you, Lord God, that gives us the resurrection power that we rise again. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all that you've done. We thank you for the finished work. And we bless your holy name. Father God, you are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you've given us by your grace and by your mercy. You have given us another day to press in, to press on, oh God. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take away what you have given us. We praise you, and we give you praise. We give you all the honor and glory, oh God, and we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are healed. We are delivered and we are set free, and that our lives have changed from this day onward. We thank you, Lord God, that you that send the help, oh God. And we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that is on the way, that we can decree and declare, oh God, as we are trusting you, oh God, for the more, that we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace, that we receive the peace right now, as we are trusting you, oh God, for the strength, that we receive your strength right now, that we will trust you in our finances, that we receive our finances right now, as we trust you in our relationships, we receive our relationships up, we receive right healing as we're trusting you for the healing. We receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we're trusting you to be delivered and set free, we receive our deliverance and holy up and our freedom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that is taking place right now. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Every care for your word says that you care for us. So we cast all our cares upon you, oh Lord, because you're able to turn it all around for our good. And Lord, I pray and lift up my knees to one, Father God, hallelujah. Whatever it is that caused the line to drop, oh God, Lord, we pray, oh God, for her strength. We pray for the joy that cometh from you, Father God. We pray, oh God, that you be her peace always, that she choose peace and pursue it always. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us and that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory and wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's get back to this morning. Oh, we bless your name, Heavenly Father, for you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you for, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
New beginnings, we decree and declare. New beginnings, amen. Breakthrough, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Come on, let's get back some praise. Amen.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
just,
you.
God
thank.
God. Just thank him right now. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Every time our
father
would like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Bernstein. Before we even do that, let us sing happy birthday to our Ain't Bernstein family on the count of three. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Happy
birthday
to you.
And
many
more.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you, Ain't Bernstein. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Go ahead, Ain't Bernstein.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. And I love you. And I'd all to bless your family and all the kids, everybody that's on the line. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 92 years and counting the more. Amen. Hallelujah. More blessings, more favor, more life. Hallelujah. There's more joy, more peace. Hallelujah. More ways.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. More knowledge, more wisdom. Amen. More strength. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Mama Carolyn, Mama, God bless you, Mama. Thank you.
Amen. Happy birthday to both my Ain't Classy and Ain't Bernstein. We're going to have a good day. Eat well. And presents and money that you're going to get. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? I always thought about that. Amen. I always thought that when you get to a certain age in life, is it still things that you want for your birthday, or is it just a time with family and good food? So I asked Aunt Vernon, saying, what is it that you want for your birthday?
I don't really want anything. I'm just thankful for my mind. Thank you for my mind.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Mind.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah. And I was thinking the same thing, just to have, to be in your right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. To wake up and know who you are, whose you are, and where you are. Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because some of us, we wake up, when even you, at my age, and hallelujah, wake up and don't know where we at. And can't remember.
That's right.
Come on now. Come on now. The fact that
you
still
got
your mind. Hallelujah.
Something.
Yeah.
You got something. You got your mind. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I had to ask anybody to see who was such and such name, and she told me right away. She didn't have to think twice about it. Ain't person that who is so? Oh, yeah, that's something. Come on now. To have your mind. Glory to God.
Yes.
I just pray that God would continue to strengthen your mind. That God would continue to keep your mind, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And we decree with all faith that it is so, and it shall be the other way. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. God bless you.
Man.
God keep you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you, Mama. Amen. Mama, you know how important it is for your mind?
Yes.
Mama.
I know what you do.
My mama always say, God, help my mind. I can't remember nothing. She'd be like, ooh, you know my mind. So,
if
it ain't happening yesterday,
it's a
amen.
Amen. So we, Aunt Vernon Cena, is a woman of wisdom, a woman of knowledge and wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. That's wisdom speaking.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. The Bible said when age comes wisdom, and we ought to listen to our elders because they have wisdom. Amen. That's wisdom speaking. So we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for that wisdom this morning. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Amen. Cousin, hallelujah. Cousin Connie and Aunt Stephen, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. My sister had a birthday on Tuesday, too, so she a March baby. I don't know if that's... But happy birthday to all of the March babies.
Yes, happy birthday. She didn't say nothing. We was... Is it 71 or 72 for you?
I was too busy thinking about Bernstein and Classy today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Cousin Brenda Gale. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
God bless you. How old are you?
Amen.
72 or 71? Is it 71?
73.
Wait a minute, 73? Oh, Lord. 73. God bless you. I remember when you turned 70. I remember when you were 69.
Yeah.
God.
Yes.
God bless you. We thank God for you. We love you so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Connie. We love you. And God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Cousin Dorisha, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you so much, Cousin Dorisha. Amen. Cousin
Kim,
God bless you. Go ahead. Thank you. Cousin Kim? All right, I think we lost her there. All right. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank God for my beautiful, wonderful sister that gave me a birthday party on Saturday. And it was just wonderful. I thank God for her. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless your family. We love you, and we thank God for you. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. I just thank
God. Beautiful party.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. God, glory to God. Amen. Were you surprised? Was it a surprise party?
Yes.
couldn't surprise her.
You surprised me.
I told her. Because my sister.
You told her.
Yeah, because she would go, she only eat one meal a day. So if I didn't tell her, she'd be an eight, like, all this food here, and she'd come here. I didn't even tell her she got a birthday card.
It was wonderful. It made me feel so loved and so special. I thank God for her.
She is.
That is. I've always wanted a surprise party. Nobody's ever done that for me. That's a blessing. I just wanted to be, like you said, it made you feel so loved and, you know, so cared for. God bless you. That is so wonderful. I thank God that your sister did that for you. I know that meant to you, especially coming from your sister. So we just thank God. God has really have done some beautiful things on this line since we've been coming together here in prayer. And I just thank God for a mighty move. Amen. Just trusting God for the more because he's able to do more. Amen. Because he is God. He is the creator of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God cannot do. Hallelujah. I found only one thing that God can do, and that's lie. He cannot lie. Amen. But he's able to do all things but fail. So God bless you. God bless you all. God keep you. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And then may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world. Amen. Around you. Amen. Hallelujah. He can control every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord of your life. His Lordship will bring to you green pastures and still waters, answers and solutions. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, he has it all. All is in him. Amen. If you just seek him first, his kingdom and all his righteousness, all things shall be added unto you. Amen. Nothing left undone. God is good. Amen. He's a good God, and he is awaiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, and we believe we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you, family.
We love you, love you, family. God bless you. You all be safe. Have a blessed week in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love
you, family.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Amen. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. I'm terrible to leave, stop breathing, yeah. to get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Then I'll